I'm Jenny.
I'm Ashley.
And I'm Annie.
And together, we're
Three Single Broads.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Three Single Broads here, brought to us by Speak Studios at Venture X. And I am here with my ladies.
Hey.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good. How are you?
I'm good.
I'm having a hot flash.
Oh, wow. We rolled into this one.
Yeah, it started and I was like, fuck.
Episode 5.
Yeah, started with a hot flash. How we start. It's okay.
It's a way to start. So tell me about your week. How?
I mean, you know, work. But this week was really nice because I had off on Saturday to bake cookies with our favorite gubbies, Matt and Brian.
Yeah, shout out to the Soul family. I know.
I missed it.
We did miss you.
I know.
But I'm so glad
you guys had so much fun and the cookies were really good.
I was going to say you did get to taste the cookies today.
Yeah. We baked 100 million cookies.
It felt like
basically
it.
Is what happened.
I even baked.
Yeah.
And that's serious. Yeah, because you know I don't fucking do that.
So it's fun. You know, Christmas is right around the corner.
Yeah.
I'm ready. Are you guys ready?
No. I literally just put my tree up yesterday. So because I've been a busy businesswoman over here doing all the things, I had my first like vendor event, which was
a huge success. I did kill it.
Thank you for all the support that anyone who came out, that was amazing. But yeah. And then I got to sneak away to the beach for a few days.
That's nice. I know you were looking forward to
that. And it was Christmas at the beach, which I've never experienced. And it was just magical.
I was going to say it was really romantic.
I had a magical. Yeah. There was a swing set on the beach that we just like were on.
Their room overlooked the freaking ocean.
The sunrise woke us up in the morning. It was really great.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
Yeah. How about you?
Guys.
Yeah.
We need updates over here.
I got a new car.
Hey. Which one is it?
Magic.
That is magic.
Clapping.
Yes.
Clapping. Where's the clapping?
All the good ones. So I upgraded from an 07 Cobalt where I had to roll the windows down to a 2022 Outback that's like riding around in a rocket ship.
Yeah.
So I'm not excited about that.
So nice.
Also, I'd like to apologize to the world in advance if it ends because I think I'm also going to get dicked down in 2022, guys. And I'm really excited about it.
Yeah.
I am ready.
I support this.
Thanks. I have a lot of support.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've
a lot of good dick
it.
Support.
Yeah. Like I said, we were talking about this a little bit and I was like, I feel like you almost need, because the possible dick appointment would be just that.
Yeah.
It's like, I feel like you almost need that before you maybe get into something. Cleanse your palate, you know?
Yeah.
Get a little appetizer.
Yeah.
I'm not mad about it. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
I'm excited for you.
Yeah.
Thanks. I'm excited too.
Yes. I'm excited for this episode.
Yes. Because we have a guest.
Yes.
Not only do we have a guest, but we have a listener, which I always love when we have one of those on.
Yeah.
That's how she became our guest.
Well, that and because of friends.
You're on your Oprah.
I was going to say, if anyone notices our new plant,
It's a living plant over there.
So,
she's a party plant.
Yes. Yeah. We went to a wonderful party. We've heard of you before. We've met you before. But in your drunkenness and my highness, we had a moment. I like to call it my Oprah moment because I heard you say you wanted to be on a podcast. And I was like, noted. We're going to make this happen.
I don't remember it. But yes, here I am.
Welcome.
All I know is that when we sat down to schedule season 3, it was like, Steph.
Yes.
Pretty much.
And so here she is. Welcome, Steph.
Yellow button. Yes.
Not only was I excited to have you on, but you're like my best friend's like best friend. So I was super excited.
Should we say work wife?
Yeah. Work wife.
You're part of the family now.
Yeah, you're
in. I'm so happy.
Yay.
Good. Yeah. Once you're in too.
I'm in. I'm good. Thank you.
Yeah.
Welcome. So we wanted to have you on for multiple reasons, but because you're new and you already know the shakedown, we do like to hear about the dating history before we get into any of the fun stuff.
Sure.
Is things happening?
Well, how long? I want to know, like, how long have you been single? Let's start there.
So this last one kind of fizzled within like the last like week and a half.
Before
that you were single.
Before that I was probably single about 5 years maybe.
How single is single for you? Is it single, single no
like
dick?
Nothing. Yeah. Like no dick.
There's no
she's
touching.
Single like
there's
how
nothing.
I get single.
Nothing. Okay. Yeah. Go to work. Yeah. And come yes. home. That's it. Nothing happened.
Okay.
Yeah. It was bad.
Or good.
And, or well, good. I, mean, I was going to say, yeah, what I triggered guess, this singleness?
Men.
Yeah. Shit. And like, I just kind of like, my mom was, had gotten diagnosed with leukemia. Oh. And so I was kind of helping out with her and just working. And I have a daughter and just, kind of concentrating on that
life yeah. just kind of took over
and life took over mm-hmm. and
was your relationship with her father your daughter you have a daughter
I do
was yes. that with her father then or
it no he mm. Things kind of stopped when I was about 6.5 months pregnant mm-hmm. And then we went through the whole, like, he denied her, or went through the whole paternity stuff.
Okay.
He's never been in her life. It's wow. Not,
well, he sounds kind of gross, so.
He's
yeah,
gross.
Probably yeah. for the better.
Actually, super
probably.
Gross. Nobody knows where House he's at. Agrees. Yeah, mm-hmm. it's one of those, yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so here
then,
we are.
But then did you have a long-term, like, relationship then for a little bit?
Kind of on and off with one guy for a while. But he could never commit. Like he was older than I was.
Emotionally.
We had gone to high school together. Like it was one of those things. And like he never wanted to commit and just kind of fizzled. Like we're still friends. Like it wasn't a bad thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Houseplants talking.
Yeah, the houseplants talking. But it just never. I wanted
never went anywhere.
I wanted to go and move forward.
And
I
just never was ready.
Commitment and he never was ready. So. Mm. Kind of just let it go.
Did yeah. you do any online dating?
I did like Plenty of Fish. And
oh God.
That was horrible.
It usually
I've
is.
Heard
that's
that
the,
a lot.
Yeah. I was going to say, you really are the leading thing. Expert now
yeah.
in dating apps by not using them. You've
yes.
heard lots about
yes.
them.
Yeah.
That was so, a bad yeah. experience.
Plenty of Fish is, I was on there. It was rough. Fair. Did you meet anybody? Like, did
I
you?
I did. I dated someone who, yeah, it was bad. Really bad. Very bad. Narcissistic.
Oh,
very
there's
narcissistic.
So many of them out there. Yeah, it's
very
just
bad.
Like a trait in straight men, I feel.
Very mm. bad. And it took me a while to come back from that, I think.
Yeah.
It does. There's a lot, like I, being in a healthy relationship now, have all these toxic things coming up from mm-hmm. like how I would react in my toxic relationships. And I'm like, wait, no, it's not like that. And like, mm-hmm. it's just weird. It's a weird place yeah. to be when you're trying.
Like I had pushed everyone away.
Yeah.
My family, my friends, like he sucked them all in at the beginning. And then it was kind of pushed everybody away. And when things kind of fizzled out and I finally, like I kept giving him chances.
Yeah.
Cause I always,
well, because you all, potential.
Yeah. Potential's a bitch.
I can
yeah.
fix him. Like everything.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Well, not the builder. Yeah.
No,
yes, exactly.
Just, nope.
Mm-mm. That didn't
and
work
I
out.
Feel like we as women, and this happens to a lot of people, put our needs secondary to like theirs. We're like, we just want to help make you happy. Yeah. Like that's all. And
well, of course,
we're yeah. givers.
And that
by
was
nature.
Like a
yeah.
toxic, well, for me, it was toxic codependency, which I had to learn and go through therapy, but it took a lot of working on that to not allow that to happen in future relationships.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, definitely.
It was hard.
Well, part of growth is being just conscious of the bullshit that
yeah.
you do and
yeah.
trying not to do it. Really.
Yeah. Being self-aware.
Yeah.
My therapist tells me I'm very self-aware all the time. And I'm like, bitch.
It's a curse.
What am
it's
I supposed to do, though?
Yeah.
Because I'm still
use
doing
the
things right now.
It's
yeah.
a lot,
yeah.
though.
Like,
it's
okay,
a lot.
Thanks. So you dated Plenty of Fish guy. That didn't work out.
Yeah, that didn't work out.
Anybody else you dated in that time period? Or were you just like, nope, shop's closed?
It was closed for a while. And then I started a friend's. Parent had passed away and we were kind of hanging out at the house with everyone and family members were there mm. kind of hadn't seen him in many years. Mm-hmm. I've known him since I was in high school and he had happened to at one point be married to my best friend's sister who had passed away.
Oh and wow.
They had gotten divorced, everything, whatever. We kind of, I don't know, we hit it off and started dating.
Okay.
But my girlfriend said at the beginning, she's like, I want you to know, like, you know, just be careful and just, you know,
because she kind of knew what you were getting into.
She totally knew what I was getting into because he had cheated on her sister.
Oh,
okay. Did you know this going into this?
Totally knew it.
And you still were like, yeah.
And I'm like, people change. People could change. People
yeah.
Can change.
Oh, they can.
Here
change.
I go
they
again, can. Seeing the good in people. And yeah. I'm like, and we had a lot in common and our kids and, you know, whatever. And he was still talking to this person from high school.
Is he like dating the heist? Like, going
yeah, like
just everyone. Dating. Well, he's just going through the yearbook, like, oh, let me hit up this
kept,
one.
Like, going back to this.
Who's single woman. That I graduated with?
Yeah. I'm a color girl. He kept going back to this woman, and I was like, you need to cut stuff off if we're going to. Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah.
You know, continue. Do something like, forward. I'm not yeah. dealing with this. And he assured me that he had cut things off and everything was done and great. Honestly, I thought I was going to get married to this man. Like, I thought man. Things were great. It was,
he bamboozled you, girl.
Totally bamboozled me.
Oh.
And it was hard because, like, I've known him so many years and.
Yep, wrong
that is so the right
And, what's like,
the
I think it's the green know,
it is the green
Yeah, word. Like, fell in love. I thought we were getting married. Like, we were talking about it. Like, it was weird because, like, his sons. Always called me aunt Steph, so it was kind of weird, like start dating him and it's like, okay, just Steph, like
yeah, how about yeah. not the aunt part, please. It's a little weird.
It's a little weird, but
so how long did this go on for?
A couple months. It wasn't okay. It was, I have a tendency to fall hard, fall quick,
hot and heavy.
I mean, I can feel you on that.
Yeah,
I can do that.
Yeah. I've done both,
but I felt comfortable. Like he was like reading books on, you know, MS and learning all these things. And like, just, he would come and bring stuff to my job, like flowers and candy. And just, he was.
Yeah. Like he was doing like all these little thoughtful things.
Yeah.
And I like that. I like all the little things.
Yeah.
And he was speaking your love language.
Oh my God.
He was speaking your love language.
Totally speaking my love language. And like all my friends, obviously we've all known them since high school and we went one night to Axe Throw.
Okay.
Took some pictures downtown, like with the candle and everything. And I had posted it on Facebook and I had said, like, my hometown is so beautiful, blah, 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 whatever. This other woman then posted the same picture of her standing downtown with all the stuff behind her. And said a few choice words and like it was her hometown and blah blah blah, blah and all the
like picturing off with you shit. Right now or something on Instagram.
We have an Insta off.
And, like, and then she kept like posting and then saying commenting on his things and I'm like, something's not right, right here. Like yeah. he's obviously still talking to her.
She obviously has
she
feelings.
She's got to pull a pussy power play.
Let me throw this in there. She's married.
Drama.
Hit yes. a button. Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
Green, she, all of it.
She's married.
No, this one.
Yeah.
No.
So I'm like, this whole thing is going on. And I didn't know what to do. So I'm like, I'm going with it. Like, I love this man. Like, I'm gonna make it work. Like, shit's gonna happen, whatever. Then he says, like, we always had this thing where he would come over every Wednesday night and we would watch The Witcher, which I'm not into that. He is.
Our friends were just talking God. About
it. They were losing their shit. They gave out game boards. I was like, am I supposed to be in?
That's
on
really
this
funny
shit?
You just said yeah, The Witcher.
It's not my thing at all, yeah. but like, he
okay.
likes it.
Yeah, so watch it. Support yeah. it. Right. Plus, Henry Cavill or whatever is on it. I mean,
yeah.
There's eye candy.
Hot dudes. Okay.
Yeah. So every Wednesday he would come over. That was our thing. Like, I'd make dinner, we'd watch it. Hang out, whatever. So he comes over that Wednesday and he's like, we need to talk. And he like sits down at my kitchen table and I'm at the stove
cooking,
mashing ground beef, like pounding it. And I'm like, here we go. And he's like, have you ever been in love with two people? Okay.
God. Obviously pick the second person.
I'm
jackass.
Like, here we go. And I still continue to cook dinner for this.
I'd be like,
man.
Yes, myself and you.
Yeah.
And he's going on and on. He's like, talking about how he's, you know, obviously in love with her, in love with me, doesn't know what to do, but he just doesn't think like it's not fair to me and basically breaking things off at this point.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean,
I have no words.
I'm like crying.
Are you still making fucking dinner at this point, girl? Because I would have lost it. I would have thrown dinner at him.
I'm
now.
I'm still making dinner because I'm like, motherfucker.
Yeah, I would have thrown some
I'm making dinner. Like, you're going to fucking sit here.
You're going to eat you're this gonna fucking watch- dinner and watch the winter, watch whether you like it or not.
You're going to watch me cry and be all upset, and you're going to fucking eat the dinner that I'm making you. And I did. I made dessert too.
What?
I don't know.
The Last Supper.
I don't know. The Last Supper. Like, I made him dinner and he sat there and I cried and he ate dinner and watched me like upset.
Wow. First of all, there was
a lot of red flags
before this. Totally. But the fact that the man could sit there and enjoy the meal while you're crying.
Did he
probably
eat?
Like,
he ate.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Of course he did.
How do you have an appetite when a girl's sitting there crying in front of you? Like, come on.
I don't know. So yeah, and then he's like, I think I should go.
Oh wow, bro. Yeah. You should have went before you started.
You're gonna take a shit in my bathroom like, before you leave.
Yeah, I think.
Do you want dessert? Like, did he eat dessert too? Yeah,
of course he ate dessert.
Yeah.
He ate the main course. He ate the dessert too.
I made
too.
Coffee and he ate dessert.
Oh wow.
I don't know why I did that.
I was gonna say
you're too nice.
Yeah, you're way too nice.
So he left and that was
how long ago was this?
A year ago. 2 years.
Pre-COVID?
Pre-COVID.
Okay.
2 years.
Pre-COVID, because pre-COVID. Because
did he hit you up during COVID?
We used to have game nights at my girlfriend's house every Friday night. And my thing with him was our children.
Mm-hmm.
We've all been in this family like thing for all these years. Like, we need to still keep it adult. Like, I can be in the same room with you. Can you be in the same room with me and keep shit good for our kids? He could not. So we were having like these Zoom game nights every Friday night, and he would come on and I would just like, I held nothing back. Like, I was making comments. If we were joking around, I was coming out with stuff and he's like, okay. And we finally had the one night, everybody else had gotten off of Zoom and him and I were the only ones left. And we had this
a Zoom conference about your Zoom fucking past relationship. Wow.
Him owning up, like, I needed closure. I needed to hear from him that he did wrong. And I don't know.
He shouldn't have led you.
Is
on the
he
way
with
he did
that? Yeah. Is he with this other woman?
I don't know if they're still.
Did she ever leave her husband?
That's the real question.
They claim that she did, but I don't think so. And then the husband had started messaging me on Facebook and asking me questions. And I'm like, I'm not getting involved in this.
No.
Who?
What? I don't know anybody.
Crazy soap opera is this that you got involved in?
And it's the fact that I know her.
Yeah.
I was best friends with her sister in high school. Like, it's a whole big,
girl, you need to find a man out of state. I think you need to go to Jersey or New York or something.
Fast forward to August. I tried the whole long distance thing. I thought, I'm going to try something new.
So, okay, hold on. I want to rewind.
We can rewind.
How did you meet in August? I remember. So our houseplant, mutual friend, was like, Steph's getting late. And I was really happy for you.
I know. I was excited.
She's coming out.
The plant is growing.
Is she giving her notes? Yeah. Do you want to write things down?
Okay. I don't. That's true. That's the MS hinders my mem very much.
Yes. And we'll get into that. What did houseplant want you to know? Katie, sorry. It happened.
He had tried to get back with me then. And I feel like I grew a set.
Good.
For the first
time.
Good.
You shut it down. Yeah.
Did our houseplant encourage the shutdown?
I mean.
Because I feel like that was probably where those balls came from.
Yeah. A lot of the times my balls come from this one and my other.
That's why I love our plant.
Too, yeah. She's a ballsy plant for sure. So after you shut him down, then did you gain any confidence? Were you like, look at me shutting?
Yeah, like, do you feel like you grew down from this experience?
I do.
Not bitter, right?
Not bitter. No,
in a good
and
way.
He still tries to. We were just talking about this before we came in.
He is still trying to get in that puss. Are you kidding me?
Through my Instagram and I didn't know. I realized he messaged me on Thanksgiving. and asked me like, or said happy Thanksgiving, like hope your family's doing well, blah, blah, blah.
But he can't be like adult with you on Zoom.
Zoom, right?
Game no. night. What the fuck?
Like, no.
What a weirdo.
What a narcissist.
What a weirdo.
Did you respond?
To him?
Yeah, block.
No,
yeah.
I didn't respond.
Yeah, no. He comes, I don't deserve.
I mean, he comes into my work every once in a while to do some business and like requests me.
Ew.
So then I, of course,
house plan, take over.
And then of course, like, I'm like, oh, okay. And I'm like, here we go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So awkward.
Wait, you help him?
I was working.
No.
Yeah. Like, can somebody else wait
someone
on him?
House should... plant wasn't there that day. Mm. I don't think.
I would there's send other people. The janitor to go help him at this point. Like, stop letting him have control over you, girl. And we're like, about to therapize you in this episode.
I need it. I think
so.
I
this
do.
So the high school is he's on again, off again.
It's yeah, it's bad.
Hopefully he was off and on.
Oh, okay. And I actually, these are good notes, houseplant, because I did want to ask about this. So we're gonna. You were diagnosed with, you have MS.
Yes.
How long ago were you diagnosed?
About 2 years.
So you've been, and you do an ongoing treatment, right?
Yeah. Once a month I go for an infusion. And that's it's kind of like a blocker. Like, it stops all the lesions from happening on my brain and my spine. I still have symptoms on a daily. I could have a flare up here and there if I get like super stressed out or whatever, but so far that I've been on this new medication, I've been good. I haven't had any new lesions, and
that's good.
I've been good, but like the symptoms, like my memory, terrible.
Yeah.
Short term, long term.
Like, I can remember what I wore 10 years ago to a concert, but like all this relationship stuff, little bits and pieces. Yeah. I can't remember it.
I can relate to that because it's like the chemo fog. I'm on long-term chemo and it's the same.
It is.
It's just hard. Like a fog kind of sometimes about the day. I'm like, what even happened today?
Yeah. Like, have you noticed that be like a challenge in relationships?
100%.
Yeah.
So the reason I wanted to bring that up was because our houseplant said that this guy got you to open up sexually after your diagnosis.
Yeah. I will give him that.
Okay.
Silver lining to
I still
it.
Think
yeah,
he's
there's always
trash,
I don't
but
say,
that's
like,
good.
I hate him. I don't hate him.
No. There was, because hate is something you have to carry around.
Yeah,
so
like,
it's good
I
to
will
not
give
him
that he was very in tune with everything, because I have like the neuropathy and the numbness and shit goes numb. Like down there, it's numb sometimes and I can't feel things, and it takes me a long time for a lot of things.
Yeah.
And you kind of have to try new stuff. And
he had like the patience and
the
openness to do that stuff.
Super openness. Researched it. We went to like shops and bought stuff.
Nice.
Toys and like all
And that's
kinds
what
of
you
stuff.
Want in a partner.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But also I feel like because he's a narcissist, it was also for
his
selfish.
And he was in love with somebody else.
But
yeah.
I still like the fact that he opened you up to
things. Totally opened me up.
Is that stuff that you feel comfortable carrying into like your next relationship?
Yeah.
Is that what happened in August? Hey girl.
Yeah, what happened in August?
Yeah.
So fast forward.
I thought I would try long distance.
Yeah.
But how'd you meet him?
Facebook dating.
God, I almost got matched with my cousin. I'm happy that you maybe.
Yeah, that was a terrible thing.
Maybe it wasn't a cousin for you. It doesn't sound like it really worked, unfortunately. But still.
So, but okay, how did you get matched up with somebody long distance on Facebook dating? Because isn't it like
So I always.
In your area?
I'm always the one that keeps it like 15, 20 miles. Like, I want to keep somebody
close.
Ish. Yeah.
So I thought,
like,
you know,
your
what?
Closest 15 to 20 miles. Like, do you live in Bethlehem? Because if not, that's too
far. I'm the same way. I'm like 10 miles.
I was like, I need to open up and like broaden my horizons. I was like, one of my girlfriends like tends to date people that live out of state and like long distance. Okay. So I'm like, I'm going to try something new.
Oh, you, and you, you. So our houseplant pointed out that you know everyone in your hometown.
I do.
That's I mean, so that's understandable. Because it's the same thing.
So
I know fucking everybody.
True. It's so true.
So you were like, let me get out of, obviously the high school boys aren't working for you.
They didn't work back then. They're not working now.
Like Plenty of Fish and like all that stuff. And like, they, you know, throw your matches to you. I'm like, oh, went to high school with him.
Yeah.
With him in high school. Yeah. Like, he dated my friend. Like, I'm not.
That's so annoying. So many swipes.
So what did you put your radius at on Facebook dating?
I think it was like, I don't know, like 60 miles.
Wow.
Jesus. I put it out there. I thought, you know, put it out there.
Girl, you put it out into the ocean. Yeah.
You sent that fish to
that beach town.
So like, and I typically don't date out of race, and it's not because I don't want to. I never really did. And this was also.
Well, where we live is, that's kind of,
you're like, this is
the new 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 new,
but I liked it. Like, I liked it a lot. Okay. And you
he did all Jamaica the things.
Like, it was good. But it was an hour away. Not that far.
Did he? Oh, wow. Okay.
Did he come to you? Did you both
meet in the middle?
So with the MS, like how I started with the MS was I have optical neuritis in my right eye. So like driving at night is complete shit for me.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And driving long distance at
just
night.
Just tired.
It's just not it. None of that sounds
so
good.
He always offered to come here, which I thought, okay, cool.
That's even better. Dick that comes to you.
Right.
Yeah.
But my daughter and I live with my parents.
That's
he also lives with his mom. So part of it was a little
expensive.
His mom was sick, so he takes care of her. My mom had been sick, take care of her. And now my dad helps with me and my daughter and stuff. So it kind of just works out.
You have something in common with this guy.
Well, exactly.
We had so many things in common. Like, he totally understood the whole like caregiver role and all that stuff. And sports teams. And like, he liked the same sports teams my dad likes. And my dad, it's a big thing. Like, you got to get along with him.
Yeah.
Right.
If you can't watch sports and hang out with my dad, it's not happening.
Yeah. Even if you just fake it.
It's just, you know, so he would come here and we went out a couple times, but it was always like, it wasn't often. I mean, it was every couple of weeks, but like after the first, I don't know, 3 weeks, he was like, I want you to go to a wedding with me.
Okay.
Mm. Okay. Right. He's like a higher up. He's a corporate chef.
In the times that you've seen each other, were you guys like going out that you knew what he was like drinking and like out in a social setting?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yeah, we went around Bethlehem. We went to like Steel Stocks. We
did all fun. Kinds
of fun. Yeah, okay.
Cool. And you were fucking, you were getting it on.
At that point.
So he was just driving here to hang out with you.
I mean, like in the car, like, you know, make out sessions, things happening in the car. But it was like, I'm 42 years old and he's 42, and we're sitting in a car in a parking lot in Bethlehem, like making
that's
out.
So fun. Our houseplant and her husband making out at a party. They left a house party to go make out in their car. I swear to God.
That's so sweet.
Right?
She's like, shut. The houseplant is like, pause.
I mean, it was fun.
It was not that long ago. It's like,
Recently. That she said she wanted to be on the podcast.
Leave their own house to go make out in
their driveway in their car.
They fucking would too. See, like, I think that shit's romantic.
But that's
it was fun. It was like, you know, the cops were like coming through the parking lot and he'd like back up right away. And I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, you're white, I'm black. We're like in a parking lot at like 2 o'clock in the morning.
I mean,
like,
it is a whole thing you're learning.
And I get it. So I'm learning like that whole thing.
Right. You're learning cultural stuff.
I liked it though. I really do. I liked it.
So you go to this wedding. So was that? Was it like his family or?
No, it was his boss.
Work wedding.
So I got to meet all the people that he works with.
Okay.
All the higher ups, like, and it was in New Hope.
Nice.
Ooh, that sounds nice.
We figured we would make like a weekend of it.
Yeah.
Stay at a hotel. I went all out, like got my nails done, bought a dress. Yeah,
of course, you wanted to make a good impression.
Go to the hotel and the wedding was great. Like, we got to the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
All his coworkers like welcomed me with open arms.
Right.
Like, they knew about me. They knew all like everything about me.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard, so his best friend is a girl. Was she there?
She was. And she came over right away and was like, gave me this big hug. And was
okay.
Like, That's welcoming. She's like, let's go get a glass of wine. Like, took me over to the bar. Like, got me drinks, whatever. We're hanging out.
I mean, they heard about you, so that's the plus.
Yeah. And that's exactly. I was happy about that. That like they knew about me.
Yeah.
And everything. So that was good. Like, we had a good time. Like, I had a really good time. Went back to the hotel. Things happen.
Yeah, that's wedding.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get those buttons down over there.
It was good. And then, like, the next day, we were all supposed to go out for brunch.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That didn't happen.
Oh, why?
Like, everybody was super hungover.
I was going to say, I'm like, party too hard.
Why?
I have never done this before, but we literally stayed in the hotel room all day.
Oh, that's so magical. I love to
all day in bed all day.
Yes. The best.
Only time we got up was when we ordered food for dinner.
Yeah.
And he went down to the front desk to pick it up and bring it back. Like, that was it.
Sounds incredible.
Fucking all
magical
day.
Shit.
We watched some movies.
More of that right there.
It was great.
Yes.
It was really
good.
Yeah.
Sounds like you got romance, girl.
Yeah. And dicks down.
Yes. And next day we went home. Like, everything was great.
Okay.
The only thing with him is, like, he's very big on talking on the phone. I am not.
Mm. Okay.
I'd rather text message. I don't mind talking on the phone, but I talk on the phone all day at work.
Yeah.
Okay. I can feel
so that makes
you
sense.
Don't want, like, to really do that.
I don't
want to
sit every single night on the phone for an hour. And talk. Yeah. Plus, my daughter's in high school. So, like, she can kind of fend for herself as far as, like, homework and things, but I still need to
spend time with her. Yeah.
And also, like, you found a lot of guy far enough away so you didn't have to spend all this time with them.
Yeah. Like, that was the whole
point. I don't want to have long conversations with you every night. Yeah. Like, we live far away.
It would give us time. Like, you know, if we didn't talk for a day or two, we would have a lot to talk
more
about.
Yeah. Yeah. Fill up those hour long conversations now and then a little better.
I'm just not, it's not me.
So
he got on my case about that. And he was like, we need to communicate more. Like, you need to talk to me on the phone. Like, I'm this, that, blah, 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 blah. And I was
that,
like,
just sounds kind of insecure to me when you have to, like, literally be talking to the person all the time to know what they're doing.
Yeah.
He was, like, waiting for me to, like, prove to him that I could do it, that I could call him every night. And
are you a fucking show horse?
What is this, a test, too? Right? I don't like tests.
Yeah, no.
Like, this is not a test. I fail. Done.
It was hard. So I'm like, you know what? And he was like, I'm just going to start falling back. Like, if you're not going to, you know, put your commitment into this and, like, try to make it work and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay.
Okay, bro. You're
so
intense.
I got upset because I thought, like, we really had a good thing.
Yeah.
Going.
Like, what's happening?
So I'm like, I'm going to try to do this. Like, I'm not a good phone person, but I'll step out of my box. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll try.
Right.
So I did, like, I was doing good. Like, every night I was calling him, or I was calling him on my way home from work or whatever, like, chit chatting. And then, I don't know, it shit got weird.
Did it get awkward?
So right before Thanksgiving, my mom had a stroke.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So thank you. She's in the hospital still.
Still.
And I was kind of updating him via text message. And, like, he was engaging and, like, mm-hmm. how's mom? How's your dad doing? How are you? How's Emma? Mm-hmm. How's this? How's that? Blah, 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 blah. And I explained to him, I said, I am probably not going to be calling. Like, I'm not calling my friends.
Right.
I'm not
the
calling
fact
anybody.
That you have had to explain this is almost making me want to scream.
Why I have to do that. Like, I don't know why I felt like I had to explain it to him.
Right.
But I'm like,
well, because he has this expectation there, and because you're not going to meet it, you have to over explain.
Well, he like made this whole thing. He gave me an ultimatum. Like, if you can't talk to me every day, I'm not going
to. It's like, well, today,
the fact that you're trying to work with him and be like, look, I would like to try to make the effort, but I just can't right now.
Yeah. And the fact that you're at least communicating, like, that's great.
Right.
Like,
I'm still reaching out.
Yeah. I'm telling
you
that
in the loop of
this
just
is
not
why
in your
not
preferred method.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. This is not the way you would like it.
But you're still getting your still.
I mean, your mom's.
You're busy.
Yeah.
She doesn't even need updates. He's not your husband.
Right.
Like, there was one night it was pretty touch and go with her. Like, we weren't sure
what was happening.
What was happening.
Yeah.
And, you know, I didn't even with my friends, like, you can ask a houseplant. I wasn't very forthcoming with stuff. I shut down. I don't want to talk to anybody. Right. I don't want anybody bothering me. Like, my two girlfriends like showed up at my house, which I hate it.
Yeah.
But they did. And I appreciate that. And I love them for that. But like, I just want to be by myself. I don't want to talk to anybody. So continue to keep him updated. And then last Thursday, I had asked, like, how's your day going? Like, I kind of finally felt like my mom was doing good.
Things were stable. Well,
like, you could, like, let go some of that and move forward.
Yeah. Yeah.
So actually, it was before, it was the beginning of that week. I had said about, like, I kind of want to hit, like, restart.
Mm-hmm.
I want to, like, start over. Like, I want, you know, to go out again, do something fun. Like, I need it. He's like, we will talk. That was the answer that I got.
Ew.
I talk, like, about what?
I was like, okay, all right. Is that good? Is that bad? It's not good.
It's not good. It's never good.
No.
Never good.
And then, like, we kept engaging throughout the week. And then all of a sudden I was like, how's work going? He's like,
oh, he wanted you to busy. Call him.
No, he didn't even say anything. He was just like, it's busy. And I said, yeah, it's busy here too. I'm struggling a little bit this week. And then, like, that was it. I have not heard one word, one phone call, not a damn thing since last Thursday. Nothing.
What the?
And I don't know what to do. It's like, you get on my case about not calling crickets? You.
Because we were crickets for a second.
This guy has not.
Like, that's what just happened.
Even the whole month that, like, my mom had with the stroke at the beginning, like, the whole thing, like, he hadn't picked up the phone one time to call me.
That is a lie.
Nothing. So, like, I don't even know. Like, I don't know how to handle that.
I was just about to say, so guess what, girl? Guess what you don't need this time? Fucking closure.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, because the stores closed already.
I kind of feel.
He let it happen for himself, I think.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I said to Houseplant, I feel that, like, I'm not upset.
Mm-hmm. No, it's just kind of the trash takes itself out.
Cried. I haven't any of that. Like,
well, maybe you weren't. You weren't that emotionally invested.
I don't know. Yeah, I guess not. Like, and this she said that new for me.
He said she would have to be the pursuer for sex. He wanted you to pursue him.
He gave you seems
that's a lot of too many, like, guidelines.
To do,
right?
Too neat.
Like, I definitely get having. I definitely understand and respect having, like, these are the things that I want out of a relationship.
Right.
This is what I want out of a partner. To be like, you need to call me every single day. Like, needs to sound more like we need to communicate often, which we agree upon mutually. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like he crossed that line, was too controlling. And
it was
not,
way too controlling.
Yeah. Like, there's still a way to, like, have the space, but feel connected in the space mm-hmm. between.
Well, and I just think when two adults are in a relationship, do you have to, like, set those guidelines of I have to talk to you every day? Like, don't you want to talk to the person, whether it be calling them or sending them a text message or some form of communication?
I mean, you should also listen to the other person when they're saying, I can't communicate with you every day. Yeah. I talk to people for a living. I'm on the phone all day. Like, I want to see
and
where this goes,
but she didn't want to communicate. You wanted to communicate. Wanted to text and not talk.
Yeah.
So much.
There has to be a compromise. Yeah. I mean,
And there was none on his end.
Yeah, I was just going to say, it didn't seem like he
was
willing.
Now that I
look
back on it all, it's like, you wanted me to do all these things, and but you're not.
And what was he doing that for you?
I was just about to say.
And this is, I think, something that a lot of single women, maybe it's just our age, because we're ready to meet someone, we're ready to settle down, is that we as women need to stop giving these either booty calls or just little flings, or people we're just starting to get to know. We have to stop giving them such wifey level, like, benefits.
Yeah,
knowing us and being in our freaking presence.
I fucked up with that a lot, and you called me out on it when I would give Christmas gifts. Like, I would Christmas gift someone that I was dating new, like a wifey.
And you Christmas gift hard, and you wouldn't even, like, back down, like a dollar store present. You were like, this is something he would love and enjoy. And
yeah, because that's just the kind of person I am. But you're right, like, you can't. Unless it's, like, something more serious, it's when you put all of that out there, you're giving someone who may not deserve all of that.
And I think it's so important to not put it all out there. And I get it, girl, because
I
love
so much. Like, I did not so much, but I little thing, wifey things. I would think let's
wifey
call it
level
that,
shit.
Because, like, let's say so. All the people that I met at the wedding, his job, he was moving to a new job. Mm-hmm. Last day at this job. And I'm like, oh my God, he really loved all these people. Like everything was great. I said, let me do something fun.
You got the card for the wedding?
I bought the card. For
did the you
wedding.
Put money that's in the card? That's wifey material.
I did not put money in
the okay.
card. Okay. Okay.
But you still
he
bought
said
the card.
If I
that's wifey level shit. Yeah. Yeah. That's what a wife does.
He said if I wanted to contribute that I could.
I bought the fucking card, bitch.
That's my contribution.
I bought the card. I bought a
$4.
I'm here. You're welcome. Yes. I'm glorious.
Beautiful. Yeah. Okay.
Anyway,
like,
sorry.
So house that's plants. Okay. So he, so last day at his job, like he loved all the people he worked with. I, from an hour away, Grubhubbed Panera bagels.
Nice.
To his job so they could all not enjoy nice. Like a last day.
Wifey level
stop,
shit.
I'm about to flip your chair over. Stop doing wifey, nice things like that. If I was married, I don't even know if I would do that for my husband.
Were you already getting dicked down at that point?
Yes.
Okay, no, so that no. that dick was
like
good.
After, this is like after wedding.
After, oh, after the wedding.
The dick was good. It was after
the dick
the
was
wedding.
Clearly good.
So I was like, that's I'm gonna nice. Buy this man bagel.
Yeah, buy him a bagel, not all this fucking coke.
But I really liked them all. Like, yeah, so nice. Good.
I mean, yeah.
Like, they were my, I would hang out with them. Like, if they were closer, I would probably hang out with them all the time. But yeah. So I bought bagels or whatever. So that was that thing. And then like down the line, we were still, things were going great. And then he likes the New York Mets. So I found these two bears. You can laugh at me.
No, it's okay. It's okay because you did it because you're a nice person.
These
it's
two
just
little
making
bears
me sad.
That were holding baseballs that had the yeah. Mets logo on them. So I was like, oh, long distance. Cute. Like I'll yeah. have one bear at my house oh. and you can have one bear at your house. I'll spray it with my perfume, like whatever.
Oh
my,
yeah.
Jesus.
So he has this bear and I have this bear. Oh, I'd like to fucking burn.
That was just
to
say burn,
burn
the bear.
Totally set that up. House
plants
got a fire pit.
Yes. Burn the bear.
Burn
and just burn it, maybe take a video of it.
This
too.
Can be your closure because yeah. I need you to not fall for that dick again.
Right. Yes.
I need
no.
you to
honestly,
not send
like
bagels long distance.
Yeah, we're not sending long distance bagels.
No. It's good, but it's too far away. Like, honestly, at this point in my life, I'm like, do I want to drive an hour to get
no.
dick?
No. You should never have to drive to anywhere to no. get dick unless you're getting on a plane. Oh, God.
Yo, your work wife did not know about the bear. She's having feelings over in the corner over there. I did not
know
about
her
this
fucking bear. Yeah.
Totally,
it all comes out of the pod.
She would have shut that
shut
down.
That shit right.
Shut it down.
100%.
So I like though as your work wife, aka the houseplant over there, yeah. was telling me. She tells she updates me.
Yeah. No. That.
Avi.
Bestie yeah. on bestie.
Bestie that's on bestie love. Yeah. Right. And so she was telling me how he was like a stoner and he smoked a lot of pot. We nicknamed him the Blunt Daddy. Yeah.
Blunt, daddy.
Blunt Daddy.
Blunt Daddy.
This is Blunt Daddy.
I didn't even know we got to this part. Okay.
Yeah, this is yeah. Blood Daddy.
It's making sense. It's all making sense.
It's all
sense.
Making sense yeah. now. But you don't really smoke pie.
I don't.
So
no.
so she came over to me and she's like, Steph maybe wants to smoke pot, but she yeah. doesn't smoke pot. So she wants to smoke with him. And I was like, no.
No, you
yeah,
have
no,
to smoke with your friends.
That's what I was like, I want to smoke with you girls first.
Yeah.
And then because that was like our nightly thing. He would go sit in his car. I would call.
He'd smoke his blunt.
Smoke his blunt. And then he'd go upstairs. Like it was a nightly thing. That was our thing.
So he wanted that's
he
why
wanted a blunt
I was scared.
Buddy.
He wanted a blunt
buddy.
Blunt
daddy wanted a blunt buddy.
Yes. Now that I see it,
just wanted a friend to smoke with.
We just needed to talk it out with all of us.
Oh,
yeah, exactly. That's what your bras are here for.
Like, right. here. Like,
blunt daddy needs a blunt buddy. And that's, I think that he really did want a buddy. That's why.
Well, and I
was
mean,
pressing,
great,
pressing
but...
her to get her card. Oh, your medical. He was
oh,
to get your
so
card.
Okay. Let's touch on that. So he was like because of the MS, and I have also thought about getting my medical card, to see what it would help.
Yeah,
with.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Let's just know. Introduce you before you go investing
well,
in your car.
It's not like well, no, it's yeah. not like I've never smoked. I had when I was younger. I dabbled a lot in a lot of things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now recently, like I haven't. Times are different. I need to, you know, slowly, yeah. gradually get into
it. I feel
it.
You.
But I thought, okay, if I get the medical card, but he can't because he has a license to carry. So he
yeah,
can't
it's
get
one or the other,
card.
Basically.
He was trying to situation himself.
Yeah, he was.
to situationship himself into a fucking medical card is what he was trying to do.
Yo, honey, why don't you just get me some of that?
This is all like,
it's all coming a little clarity for you.
Clarity,
the fog comes away when like you step out of the situation a little bit more and look back.
And like it's also crazy. If you were going to like deep dive into the world of cannabis and THC for your MS, it would have to be done at like a professional level. Sure. You know,
on your own terms. And like,
on your own terms for
you want for yourself, not because he wants
daddy that you met on Facebook dating. It's true.
Maybe he wanted to like pay for it. You know, no, like, fuck,
he didn't.
Even when we were at the wedding, like at the hotel and stuff, he would go outside, and like at that time we both smoked cigarettes too, so it was like we'd go outside or whatever, smoke cigarette, and then he would go out and do his thing and
right, like, daddy thing.
I thought about like, what if I like pop out there real quick and be like, hey, then I thought, no,
don't do that to yourself. No. I feel like
I'm like, I don't know how I will be.
Super paranoid in a fucking public situation.
Quit and decided to go back to the world of smoking, I get paranoid as shit. I was just talking about this the other day at the cookie party. You need to smoke through the paranoia. And you could not do that at a wedding. You would have died.
You would have died.
I'm glad I didn't.
I'm glad he didn't call you from smoking his little blunt.
Yeah. Like
he's around the corner smoking a blunt, calls her. Hey, what's up?
Smoking his blunt daddy.
Blunt daddy calling from around the corner.
We had a talk about a smoker. Yeah. I can't smoke.
I need somebody to talk to you.
So, okay, now we're done making fun of blunt daddy. I want to know again. What did we learn from this? Like, there has to be something. I feel like even in the grossest, crustiest relationship, there's a little seed of something you carry along to not fuck up the next one.
This time around, I fall hard and I fall quick.
Yeah.
And this time I felt like, now all my friends probably disagree because we went to a wedding and had sex like within the first month and a half, but we live long it was obviously bound to happen. Something
well, and I feel like when you're in a long distance relationship, you probably, especially because you were fucking calling him every day while he was smoking, you guys were talking a lot.
Yeah, I felt comfortable. We had been on two dates prior to the wedding. I felt comfortable, but I get like my girlfriends were, you know, this is a new guy, he doesn't live around here.
Yeah,
like, they were very be careful, let us know when you're home type of thing. And I appreciate that. But like going to the wedding, obviously something's going to happen. Like it's not.
That's
you know,
a big
we
thing.
Yeah, that is weekend. A big thing.
Like it was going to happen. I don't know. I was everything else as far as like feelings and things like that. I feel like I was taking it slower than I would normally take it.
Right.
Well, that's good. It's progress for you.
And what I was like, going to say, are you the kind of person that. Because I still, even in my own possible loss of virginity 2.0, I still don't know if I'm going to be good at separating like sex from emotion. So are you one of those people that like when you start to have sex with someone, you can't help but get emotionally attached? Or
I was.
Can you set it?
But okay. I will say with this one, I'm not.
You were able to separate it a little bit more.
Like I feel okay. And I don't know if it's because of just what I've been going through.
It's kind of like a distraction from everything.
Yeah. Right? Like, and I know, and maybe it is a blessing for that reason that I'm not all upset and I'm not crying and I'm not like, woo hoo, but I'm not
you're not really most well, maybe you needed blunt daddy then to learn like, how to like,
and I feel like people come into your life for a reason to learn or to grow, like whatever. And I feel like that's what happened. I don't know.
Now, will you go back to Facebook dating?
So
that's the real question.
It's the real question. She's already on it.
I'm already on it. To see what would, I'm like, let me just see what happens. I don't know. I don't know where to meet people.
Have you done Tinder or Bumble or any of the other apps?
None of those.
Okay. We're going to need you to
download. We're
going to
need you to download some of those.
We're going to need you to download.
My problem is, at least like, Hinge. I can't.
Now you know how to use
write
Bumble.
My own. Like description and like
I write nothing.
I don't know how to do any of it. Like, I'm not, I don't
we are here for do. You.
Help me. I'm like your project. You can help me. Like, meet someone.
I've always kept, someone. I'm not good at writing things about myself.
I can't.
I'm either.
Not good at it.
Ashley does the descriptions for our show. She's incredible at it.
Yeah.
I'm horrible at it. I've always just done like a quote or like a, you know.
Yeah.
I'm horrible.
A little well, something.
At the end of the day, I don't even know if it matters. Like, I have a bio and it, I don't really think it matters. You know what I mean? Like,
I think they want you to have something so they know you're not like a bot.
So, yeah, right. They know you're not fake or right. something.
But other than that, like, it could be a quote from a song or a movie, or it could be, you know, when life hands you lemons, add vodka or something stupid, yeah. You know, like whatever. Yeah. So we'll help you with that.
Okay.
Speaking of Tinder, though, and bots.
Hmm. What? Oh, my freaking coworker, the fucking Photoshop lady.
Oh, yeah. My God.
So guys do have it kind of hard out there. I will give it to them. Yeah. Okay. And also I don't even know if he listens to our podcast, but shout out if you are, because he actually wanted to screenshot this particular profile for me to share it and ended up super liking her by accident.
Oh, that's a commitment.
That's a problem.
Yeah,
that's a problem.
That's an issue.
But it also sounds like, because I think he's invested now in giving me entertainment.
Oh,
he's going to engage.
Yeah.
So I showed everyone here in the room at this point. I wish I could show everybody else, but we'll be kind to the woman. Ladies, it's one thing to have filters. It's another thing to Photoshop yourself in weird backgrounds like and crop beach. Out. Yeah. Like, or in front of a barn.
The barn.
With a silo.
And your legs. Where are your legs?
Where are your hands too? Your hands.
The one hand was missing.
Yeah, one hand's missing.
My favorite part of her bio, actually, I should just read it if I could find it fast enough. But my favorite part of her bio, it looks like it's from Bumble, is that one of her turn offs are men that are overly obsessed with their pets. Now, I had questions. I'm like, what does that even mean?
Where's the line?
Where's the line? What do you know? What have you encountered?
I mean, Photoshop girl. Remember, yeah. I don't know what episode we talked about it, but remember that guy who ghosted me, the ghosting episode, because his dog, he had to take care of his dog.
That was the Russian.
Yeah. That was it. I make up for it in other places.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I get it. Don't be overly invested in your pets. Okay, you're going to ghost
that
me.
You ghost okay. people. But just this saying. Is Bumble. Have you ever been on Bumble?
No, we gotta make her one.
No,
we're making her
on Bumble. And for anyone that doesn't know, you might not even fully know, the woman has to message the man first.
Yes.
Okay.
So you have to mutually like first, and then you have to send the first message.
Oh.
Yes.
And let's go back to the part where he super liked this lady. So she definitely was probably like, yeah.
Yeah. Send a message him.
I'll show you what it looks like too, because she probably was like, yeah. But she sent him a picture of what obviously was a fucking pet as the first message.
As her first message?
Don't be
here I am looking for someone not obsessed yet. I'm obsessed.
Maybe she's overly obsessed with pets.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know, guys. It was a lot.
Yeah.
It's not a full-on Tinder role. We're going to have some more updates, I hope.
I'm here for all these updates.
He said he might need help. I may end up fake dating this lady just to get us some stuff for Tinder. I don't know.
If he needs help, you can do that.
I told him that the broads are invested. So he knows. He knows.
What does her profile say, though? Real quick. Do you have it?
I can pull it up fast enough.
I mean,
hold on. Let me go through the photoshopped pictures. This one.
Oh my God.
She's in a nightie in a field.
Mm.
And now here we are. About me. I'm not looking for fun. My priorities in life are my two beautiful kids. I don't drink, party, or smoke. If you do, good for you.
Wow.
Thanks. I can think of more productive ways to pass time, like promoting imperfections and being body positive. Why would one want to promote imperfections?
Well, I mean,
But if you're body positive, why are you
promoting?
Okay.
Yeah.
You don't have
to. back to the promoting imperfections, being body positive. Even with cellulite and stretch marks, I'm obsessed with James Dean.
Oh,
Who's cellulite?
The end of that fucking about me section is about as confusing as the rest of these pictures.
That's all very confusing.
So she's promoting her imperfections while still being positive about her body, even though she has cellulite
and stretch marks. Okay. Nobody cares.
And that doesn't sound very body positive if you're like,
I have cellulite.
Doesn't she like to something on the imperfections though? Like,
focus on her imperfections.
That's what promoting.
That doesn't sound
promoting. Good. She's promoting him. That's
but they're not imperfect. Okay.
They're just a part of who you are.
Yeah. Why yeah. To even call them imperfections
not,
to me
yeah,
is like
that's not
yeah. healthy.
She also likes road trips yeah. and tea. Mm-hmm. And she's a Capricorn.
Oh, okay. Men, so. We're sorry too.
Yeah.
Ooh, look, I'm being nice. Look at me being nice.
Yeah. Well, hey, that's because you did go through this picture, this slideshow yeah. of don't be weirdly close to your dog. I don't know. That was that. That's my Tinder role so
yeah.
far. That and the fact that you know I might get dick down and that was off of Tinder too.
Ooh.
Yeah. Well, stay tuned for that. Hey. And we will be creating a Bumble for Steph.
Yes.
That's yeah. happening. I do have a dispitch though that I remember.
Okay.
And it is HBO.
Oh.
Just like that.
Because let me tell you, to single girls everywhere, they did us fucking dirty with
you
that new Sex
so
in the City
reboot. Yeah.
I'm very mad at this because she marries the love of her. Spoiler alert, if you didn't watch and just like that.
Yeah, I better put this in the description.
Spoiler alert. If you yeah. did not watch the Sex in the City reboot and you don't want to be spoiled.
Listen, by the time this episode comes out, y'all better have.
Y'all better have caught up.
At this point,
I haven't
yeah,
watched it, but I know all the stuff.
Okay, good.
Do you have the internet? Okay.
It just really upset me that they show this perfect, this beautiful relationship and I'm watching it and I'm like, oh, yes. Like, see,
yeah,
great guys are out there. Real love can happen. Look, it happened for Carrie and Big. They're so happy. And then they kill him on a Peloton.
Just like yeah. that. Not just on a Peloton. Like not on a Peloton.
The Peloton.
It was holding, after the Peloton.
I'm holding the Peloton partially responsible.
They killed him in the bathroom.
I heard Peloton dropped.
They did. The
they did.
Why did she call 911?
First of all, because why she had she call to 911? Freak out, and then the phone dropped in the water. It was
the Manolos had to get wet.
And just like that, Big said.
Just like that, Big's dead.
End the show. Like roll the credits.
I texted Ashley, and just like that, Big's dead? ? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
So this bitch is HBO for sure. Like, you did single women dirty. I'm sorry. There better be some good things coming
no,
this season.
No, good things have to happen. I mean, at the end of the day, and this was my devil's advocate of it, is stuff like that does happen. I feel like it's more of a realistic version of life.
Yeah, they wanted to show her like single in her 30s, well, yeah. like at our age, and now single in her 50s.
Okay.
Because that's like...
Couldn't he have divorced her?
I
would have been mad. I guess they had
you
to.
You can't be mad at Big happy. If he died. Like,
yeah, it's a happy, sad, like she said.
Watch me.
I am
straight
watching
men ain't shit. When they're great, then they die from a fucking heart attack. Okay.
Oh god.
What?
I said married people have fun lives too.
Married people have fun lives too.
That's the.
Yeah, they sure. were great. Yeah, why
that was her. No, yeah, that was her saddest part. Her? Was that they were happy married, and then
yeah, why couldn't just they just like show that. Carrie's happily married?
Because it would have been boring. As
but
fuck.
I like that. My friends were kind of messaging me like, I heard poor it was cringy.
Show.
I know, she's
show.
Mad. Yes, just showed me. But I had some friends messaging me like, was it cringy? And I was like, cringy. I am not focused on the cringy. I am focused on how HBO literally ripped my heart out of my fucking chest.
It would have ripped your heart more out if you would have watched the second episode after.
No, I waited to watch the second episode too. And then I watched it and I was crying so hard. My mom came downstairs and thought like somebody,
oh
like,
my
what's
God.
Wrong? And I was like, bitch.
Just like that, bitch dead. Yeah.
Like, it was so sad. Yeah, so. Anyway, that's my dispitch.
Yeah, that's a good one. I don't really have a dispitch.
I don't really have a dispitch. Not really. Life's been good. Steph, do you have a dispitch? Fucking
dudes,
blunt daddy.
Dude, that's
blunt.
I expect
blunt
you to
daddy
keep them.
Is dispitch for sure.
Facebook.
Ghosting.
No, or sure. Honestly, your dispitch is your high school.
Yeah.
The high school.
Well, that
dude.
For he someone who wanted to communicate so fucking often, like, he failed.
But how many times have we said it? Communication is only part of it. Comprehension is the other part. And he wasn't comprehending jack shit except his own needs.
So true.
Facts.
Yep.
Okay. I'm going to introduce you to the Brunch Boys. At least one of them. George might like you.
Yeah. There you go. I'm not allowed to talk about him.
Open to anything at this point.
Don't say anything.
Not anything.
Set a bar. Set a standard.
I'm learning. At 42, I think I'm finally learning, one, to accept the body that I have.
Yeah. That body got you far, girl.
Yeah, it got you to 42 years.
But I'm not I was not confident with it. I'm learning. I'm starting.
You're still gaining your
confidence. I think I'm doing a lot. I think I'm doing a lot better than I used to be.
Good. Keep at it.
Put some pot on your pussy.
Houseplant, would you agree?
We're here for you.
And I feel like over the last few years, like I'm learning about myself and like what I want and what I deserve. And I'm going to not settle for certain things. And good. But I'm open to, because I don't know how to meet God.
No, and you should be open to just whoever. You should be open to whoever you're supposed to meet, but don't be so open to it that you're ready to dive like
into everything.
I think that's a good tip.
Legs open first. That is a great tip.
Yeah.
And like, I've never dated multiple guys at the same time. Like, I don't know how to do that. Like, I'm not some friends that
I've never really done
are talking to like six different guys and they're going out to dinner and whatever. And I have never done that. I'm like one guy.
Yep.
That's it.
Yep. That's kind of how I am.
Like, I don't know what to do. Should I go out on a couple
days? Yeah, you feel comfortable.
Yeah.
I don't know.
If the opportunity strikes, then that's what
it is. If it's too much, you can just date one guy and you don't feel pressure to.
It's hard with, like I said, with my memory and stuff. Like, if I go out with like three different
you can't keep them straight. God.
I won't be able to stories keep them and everything. Like, what I tell
so maybe you just stick to one. Yeah. My one friend was like that. I would be on Bumble and Tinder and talking to like 100 different guys. And she's like, I don't know how you keep them straight. She talks to one.
Yeah.
One at a time.
Yeah.
Yes.
Nana. One at a time. And I was like, what do you mean? She's like, how do you keep it straight? I'm like, I tell them all the same fucking thing.
Yeah.
Scroll up. Like, what do you do again? Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
So, well, Steph, we're very happy that you came on.
Yes.
Happy
that I came.
And we are here for the future.
I feel like you're excited for you.
I feel like good things are coming.
Keep focusing on yourself and being open and it'll come to you.
Don't try.
Blunt Daddy was a good lesson. And I think you should. Approach it like that.
Yes.
It was, you know, lesson learned.
Hopefully, because if not, you're just going to keep basing it over and over again.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll put you on Bumble. And you had some good dicks.
Good dicks.
You did. You got dick down. So
don't forget, though.
Oh, don't forget to wrap up your dicks and have a good night.
Have a good night.
Thanks,
Houseplant. And Houseplant, we'll see you again in the future.
Yay.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.
Okay. We're done.
Oh my God, did I fuck everything up?
No, that was amazing.
I cannot not.
No, that was honestly incredible.
You made it. This moment.
That was so good.
Microphone.